Hi and welcome to episode probably number 80. If you are listening to this and it is the first time you are listening to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, I'm going to invite you right now, if you want, and you don't have to, but if you would like to, you can press the follow button or the subscribe button or whatever that is, because on whatever platform you're viewing this on, and if you're on Spotify, hello, but whatever platform you're viewing this on, listening to on, if you leave a follow, leave a comment, whatever it is, it means a lot to me, because if you get a lot out of this, then maybe it's really nice, you know, to sort of create that relationship together. And you know, that's a really powerful way. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about our comfortability with accepting love into our life and understanding the flow of energy and the flow of love when it comes to these sorts of things. So if you are in a situation where you're single and you want it to be more, if you're in a situation where you are more and you want it to be even more, it does not matter, because truth be told, it's whatever you want. Whatever you want, when you listen to this podcast and you talk to me more, you will know not only how to get it, but how to live it. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast in advance, and let's turn off this non-copyright music. Hello and welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, motherfucking Harvey Hook. If you are listening to this, you are an amazing human being, and I highly recommend you pat yourself on the back. Funny story. This week I went with my partner to see the fairy penguins, or which now I actually refer to as little penguins. We had a little mini road trip in Phillip Island in Australia, and it was the first time I'd seen someone. The announcers were like, "Pat yourself on the back," and everyone did it, and I was like, oh, that's very interesting, pat yourself on the back, so do it, go ahead, pat yourself on the back. Now, in a big old now, I want to talk about capability or comfortability of accepting love into your life, because, and I mean this because, and there is a saying that if you follow me on Instagram, at gethimhooked.com, or if you follow me on YouTube, Harvey Hook - get him hooked, you're going to really find that there's one saying that I say quite a lot. And that saying is very simply, you either have what you want or you are getting ready for it. So I like to think of it, if you don't have it in your life, if you don't have the love life you want, if you don't have the whatever it is, whatever you have a relationship with, and this is where I include a wide umbrella and say money, finances, body, health, fitness, love, relationships, family, anything that you can physically relate to. If you don't have whatever it is in your life, then you are in the process of getting ready for it, because it's this getting ready process that we learn to value it. You know, how do you know what the love is like until you've been through not having it? How do you know what happiness is like unless you've been through sadness? And then then there are some people that I meet who are so into sadness that they want to make the world a darker place. You know, and I know you right now, the fact that you're listening to a podcast like this, you cannot be one of those people. I am too relentlessly positive and enthusiastic that it just, like, you just cannot be like that. In fact, some of my friends, my personal friends, have often reported to me that one thing that they find so goddamn amazingly annoying about me is that they just can't be depressed around me. And sometimes they want to be like that. And I say, why do you want to be depressed? But I get it. There is a reason for every emotion. Truly, when we're depressed, we're not actually depressed. Or I like to think that sometimes we mislabel depression. That we, when we say depressed, what we're actually meaning is contemplative, or what we're actually meaning is introspective, because something happened and we had to figure ourselves out. Now, there are some people that will say, but your brain chemistry changes. Your brain chemistry does change. It's called neuroplasticity. Your brain, the way your fucking brain structures, will change depending on your thoughts. So if you think sad thoughts, if you go, I'm depressed, you will change your brain to think, it will self-reference itself as being depressed. But every time you're depressed and you go, I am just contemplative, what you'll do is you'll actually train your mind into realizing that it's not actually such a big deal. That is just a step. And this is the same thing with a lot of things in life. But honestly, if you're afraid of stepping through that front door, you'll never get what's behind it. And similarly as well, when it comes to texting partners, this alone, this one sentence I'm about to say is going to make this entire fucking podcast for you. But if you're afraid of texting someone, because you're like, oh, but what if it won't work out? I don't fucking know. Well, truth be told, if they're your soulmate, you're going to be texting them a lot more. So what does the first message fucking mean? You know, it's not really a big deal. But when we bring ourselves back to the whole comfortability or space in accepting love into our lives, let's describe a needy relationship. You know, well, how do you know if someone's needy? Obviously you feel it, but if we were to just describe the characteristics, what might be some of the characteristics? Or they want to spend time with you, they're thinking about you a lot, they're interested in what's going on, they're very forthcoming. They are getting in your space all the time. They like you. Probably at one point. What I'm trying to get at here, or what I am getting at here, and what you are now receiving just by listening to this amazing podcast is that sometimes what we can confuse neediness for is actually affection. So sometimes I'll say that again. We can confuse neediness for affection. And this can happen. You know, there is a key word that we want here, and that is your favorite N-word, and that is nuance. We want to understand the nuance here. That the more key distinctions we have, the more key distinctions, the more things that we can physically distinguish between when it comes to love, when it comes to fucking just life in general, I would argue as the more intelligent we become in that area. Because if you can tell the difference between someone who is needy and someone who is just generally, how do I put this into words, someone who is just fucking likes you, then you'll be able to tell the difference. Someone who is not is going to get this confused. And someone who's needy will come along, they'll be like, oh, you're needy, but actually they were just genuinely interested in them. And I find this for those people who have been hurt, who have been through abusive relationships, they can often confuse love with abuse. And they get those two so blurred, so profoundly blurred, that when it comes to accepting love, they're afraid it will lead to abuse, so they push it away, or they see affection as a threat to individuality, a threat to your sense of identity. And if there's anyone here who's listening to this and who has been in relationships before, a relationship does not threaten your identity. It does not threaten your, how do I put this into words, your independence. It gives you new spaces to express that identity and new spaces to express that independence. So I bring this up because there was one example that I fucking loved. I was speaking to someone on a coaching call. And if you haven't applied right now, if you've never spoken to me, go to www.gethimhooked.com. You can apply for a call. You set up a time. We'll have a chat. It'll be the best thing that'll happen to you this year. And I can say that because it's the end of the year pretty much. Unless your Christmas is fucking on the moon, it's going to be a tough thing to beat. But I remember one time I was speaking to someone and she'd been in some relationships where she'd been cheated on. And if you're this person, I humbly say hello. You know, I'm not going to reveal any details. But I asked her some questions, like, how do you know if someone is going to cheat on you? Like, what in advance, how do you know someone's a cheater? And she goes, and maybe you've heard this story before, but if so, it's an amazing story. She goes, he's charming, he's amazing, he loves you, he looks out for you. And I go, well, you're going to have a bad time, because those are the same things that someone will do, or that's how you know if someone you're attracted to someone. In fact, I asked some people once, how do you know if someone's just going to love you and leave you? And someone actually said, what he'll do is he'll come to your house, he'll help you move furniture, he'll meet your family, then when you sleep with him, he'll leave you. And it's like, those are also things that people do when you're, like, in love. So we gotta We have to. It's one of the most important things to do, not just in your love life, but in every fucking facet of your life. And that is that N word. Create fucking nuance. Understand. Develop key distinctions. And what's more importantly, when we work together, you will create your own key distinctions, because I will give you the whole fucking book of love, so to speak. So when you create your own key distinctions, what ends up happening is that you then can understand, is someone encroaching on your space, or is someone adding to your space? And here's a big one. Are they angry or are they excited? For example, actually with me and my own partner as an example, and I rarely talk about our relationship online, and now I just don't give a fuck. In fact, I don't. I have fun not telling people, actually, just because they're like, you're a dating coach. Are you in a relationship? I go, I don't know. Like, fuck you. But, you know, when she was growing up, anger and stuff was generally a really negative thing. And I can understand in a lot of people's lives, that's the case. And she attributed loudness to anger. I grew up on a farm. And I grew up with a very loud family that it'd be like on one end of the farm, and you step out the front door and your father's on a tractor and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Because he wants to know. And you got to yell back. So one thing I've learned growing up, and you probably have noticed this from my fucking passion, is that loudness sometimes doesn't mean anger. Sometimes it just means excitement. Sometimes it just means passion. Sometimes it just means that you're giving. Sometimes it means that you're just getting ready for something. Sometimes it just means you're trying to communicate with someone down the fucking farm and they're on a tractor. And so I remember this one time where we were driving and she asked me something and I got really excited about it. I can't remember what it is, and frankly, it's irrelevant. And she goes, okay, I'm sorry. And I go, why are you apologizing? I don't understand. She goes, you got angry at me. I don't want you to get angry. I'm like, I'm not angry. I'm excited. She goes, oh, okay. And ever since then, we created a key distinction. A key distinction. A nuanced distinction between excitement and anger. And so that's what goes on. And in that moment, she was able to see, especially in our relationship, that sometimes people just aren't angry at you. They're just excited to express. And if you just keep listening to the end of this podcast, I'm going to be giving you like a really exciting new idea, a flow thing to flow with. But the thing is, when it comes to these distinctions, there are some things that are going to stop the flow of our energy, because there is a flow. And there are some things that are going to enhance the flow of our energy. And by energy, it means like, okay, you know, like for example, when you're in bed and you're like, I should get out of bed. I don't know if you've ever had a moment like that in your life, but I have. And you're lying in bed and you think, I should get out of bed. And you're thinking about all the stuff that you should do today, but you're still in bed and it's like an hour or so because you set the alarm an hour early and for some reason you're just like that. Anyway, that's a thing that stops energy flow. But if there is another example where you're just in a state of flow, where you're expressing yourself, where you're just being yourself, where you're just in the moment, moment to moment to moment to momentum to momentum to momentum, you're in the state of flow and your energy is flowing. In fact, when I work with people one-on-one and they're all like, how do I meet people? I'm really shy. I want to be amazingly confident. I'm like, just talk to me. You're talking to the best person about this stuff. What I found, more than helping them what to say, what to do, is to create in them, through key distinctions, through understanding the nuance of the situation, create an energetic flow. If there is no thought, no process, no habit, no mental habit that gets in the way, there is nothing that can get them in the way. And then there are times where you'll meet someone and they don't want to speak to you, but then you're just so fucking in your flow that they then turn around and like feel you and they're like, oh my God, I actually want to talk to you. That is possible. That is so possible, so powerful, so profound. And so I'm here talking to you about flow of energy and comfortability and being capable of accepting love in your life. And we're really talking about nuanced distinctions, because that's really sort of what it's about. When you understand the distinctions, and when we work together, and you do understand while we work together as a result of our time spending, talking, communicating, expressing, when you understand those distinctions, there can be nothing that holds you back. For example, some might say, you know, things are hard. On my end, I'm a crazy motherfucker. I'm an amazingly crazy motherfucker. I say, I never focus on what's hard. I focus on what I want. That to me is a distinction, you know? And we have these, we can call them key beliefs. One of my clients recently, and if you're listening to this, hello, she was talking to me about how she was having a horrible week because of how stressful work was. And I asked her, what feels better? Calling your work stressful or calling it active? And sometimes it's the way that we label things that's very important as well. As we said before, depression, we call depression introspection. Suddenly you have more power. It's an active state of being, not a passive state of being. I'm depressed really implies that you're in it and that you can't get out of it. I'm introspective implies it's a present tense action that you are doing. I'm stressed implies that it's a state that you can't get out of it, that you didn't have a choice. I'm active, present tense action. You are in the moment, you are feeling it, and you are making that moment. You know, and it's this distinctions, these nuanced distinctions, that what you will find, and when we work together, you will experience at a fucking deep level, that your heart and your mind at this very core level favors feeling good. I'll say that again. Your heart and your mind at a very core level favors feeling good. What does that mean? Well, let me ask you this. What feels better to you, feeling happy or sad? Now, there are some people listening to this might say, feeling sad is great because it means I get friends. And I say, good. You can hang with the sad people. You're listening to the wrong podcast, probably. What feels better? Falling in love or falling in hate? Falling in hate, you know, hating people, pushing people away. Better yet, what feels better? Pushing people away, and admittedly, there might be some times where pushing people away feels pretty good. Or bringing love into your life. Because we live, what, how many fucking people is it? 7 billion? So, that's a rough guess. I actually don't know. How many people on the planet? 7 billion. Let's just say 7 billion. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because it's interesting. Because I'll be speaking to people and they get so fucking proud of the fact that they push people away. They're like, yeah, I pushed away the scum in my life. No more like terrible people. And all you are doing is as you push people away, you are getting better at pushing people away. Not better, or better if you're in America, better at accepting love into your life. What you do is what you practice, and what you practice is what you get good at, and what you get good at is what you get more of. So I'll say that in that sense. So, for example, you push people away. So suddenly you know what the red flags are. You get very good at pushing people away, but do you know what the fucking green flags are? Do you know what signs or traits or attributes of the person that you do want? Now, some might say yes, and to an extent, I say yes, because you find what you want when you find what you don't want. But there are a number of people, and a number of people that do reach out to me, who I speak to, and that when we talk one-on-one, that is you and me, really, one-on-one, that I ask them, what do you want? And they are so focused on what they don't want that they just don't hear the question. What do you want? I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that. That's not the question. What do you want? Well, I don't want someone who disrespects me. So does that mean you want someone who respects you? Yes. Well, what does that feel like? What would it feel like to have that respect? Pretty good. Does it feel good to be disrespected? No. So what feels better? Being disrespected or being respected? Your heart, your mind, your body, your soul acts as a compass. But the more good feelings we drop into it, the more it will get better at. And you will know that we drop into it, you and me working together. The more we drop these things into it, the more you will then understand that you will reach these emotionally indestructible platforms. Emotionally indestructible platforms. Now, I've often described love or fucking life, like your emotions, as a stepladder. To this extent that often I joke that I'm an emotional hacker because I help people to hack their emotions. Like hackers hack the computer, I hack your emotions and make them work in ways that you'll be like, how did I not live my life like this before? And if you're curious, we can set up a call. So what I find is emotions are like a ladder, right? A ladder. So it might be that you climb up and at the bottom of the ladder, we've got things like depression. We've got things like sadness. We've got things like anger, revenge. But at the top, we've got happiness, excitement, joy. Love is at the top of the ladder. And so this is where people say, they complete me. It's because when they're together, the missing parts of your ladder and the missing parts of their ladder connect. So you as a team can climb that ladder. Now, if you are if you're one of those people who's just fascinated by love, fascinated by relationships, and fascinated about how to be the most attractive person that you can possibly be, which, by the way, is the snap of a finger, you will recognize that it's your responsibility to fill out that ladder. In fact, often when I talk to people, they'll realize, especially the most independent people, those people who value independence. And if you're someone who values independence, you're going to get the most thing about what I'm about to say. That those people who value independence, when they get into a relationship and the partner goes on a holiday or their partner does something, they realize that they've been relying on their partner and they need to give that to themselves. Now, it does not mean that you are excluding the relationship. So it might be that you feel happy every time you're around your partner and then your partner goes on a holiday and you're so sad. So that means then that as a result, the person who's independent might say, okay, it's time for me to come and develop my own sense of happiness. But, and this is what we mean about, are you capable or comfortable accepting love into your life? Are you capable or comfortable accepting love into your life? Because once you go on your own path, for example, in this example, on your quest to happiness, right? And I think the most powerful sense of happiness is unconditional happiness. So the unconditional happiness is where you can literally sit on the fucking best day of your life or the worst day of your life and you'll still be happy. But what happens is, and this is a really key distinction, is that when you are an independent person, having a relationship is not only another way to be independent, but another way to express your independence. And I'll bring up an example from me and my partner. She one day decided she wanted to take control of her life a little bit more. You know, she wanted to be more independent and do this kind of stuff. And I felt it in her that she was pushing me away a little bit. And so I get it. She needs her independence. She needs to do what she has to do. Let her do it. Like, she's her and I'm me. Together, we make something amazing. But I ask her, whatever you do, don't push me away. She goes, I'm not going to. And I say, if it makes it easier, use me as a way to explore your happiness. I'm here for you. We are a team. We are a partner. We are fucking one, right? So it's sort of like when you are in that mode. This is why I say, like, you can use a relationship as another way to love yourself. You can use an amazing love life as another way to feel good. You can feel good unconditionally, and you can then reach out and use that relationship as a way to explore that already feeling good thing. It's the same way if we work together. I honestly never look at like someone like they're broken. And I record this podcast looking at you like you're a pretty fucking cool person. But therefore, we go through and we explore deeper, probably what you already know in a way that you've probably never explored it before, connecting neurons, connecting your fucking mind in spaces that you've never seen. And I say that with fucking matter of fact. So there is a thing that I really want to suggest here right now, and this is what I'm really happy about. I'm doing a bit of an experiment. I'm trialing a new program for you guys. Now, I'll explain it a little bit here. And for those people who are like, just give me the fucking content, well, this is it. This is the real stuff. Because the podcasts, the videos, the articles, all that shit, that's what we call do-it-yourself. You read it, you do it yourself, and it's good because you get benefit out of it. But is it specific to you? Well, is it? I would say, well, some cases, yes. And some cases, in a lot of cases, it's actually really good to expose yourself to that. Like to bathe yourself, bathe your mind in those feel-good environments. And for a lot of people, and for you, it's sort of what we can consider step one. And do you want to be at step one for the rest of your life? In fact, it's like if you were in school in grade one. In Australia, we have grades. I don't know. Sophomore, fucking freshman year. That's what you guys call it in America. But do you want to be a freshman for your entire life? No, you want to go from freshman to sophomore or from grade one to grade two. So what happens is now when we work together in the coaching, right? When we do a coaching program, it's what we call do it for you, which is, that's sort of like level three. Now, do it for you is when I work with you and sort of help you navigate the nuances, the distinctions, the all that kind of stuff to create those distinctions that will help you move forward. And a lot of my ex-clients now are either in amazing relationships or they're engaged or some are married and it's really fucking great to see. I love you guys. And if you're listening to this, mwah, but there is a thing that I do when I'm working with my clients, and that is I set up a messenger platform. So it's a messenger platform where we message every day or as much as you like. And it's very encrypted, so all your shit is kept very secure and all that kind of stuff. Now, what I've decided to do is I'm experimenting with a do it with you program that is a tier. So this is level two, right? Level two is very simply, it's this messenger program. And I think, it'll be like a subscription thing, like it's a per month thing. So what I want you to do is you can email me or my team at Harvey@gethimhooked.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Harvey Hook - Get Him Hooked. You can shoot me a message there. You can go to gethimhooked.com. There'll be a little messenger box there. You can even message me on Instagram, which is @gethimhooked. I think YouTube has a messenger platform now. Don't fucking try that yet. I haven't given it a go. But if you're there, maybe I'll get it. Maybe I won't. But point of all of this is one thing that I've really found not only helps people create the love life and the relationships that they want, but take it to the levels, and I say this with utmost profanity, like profoundness, not swearing, that we can open up doors to the things that you thought that this was never going to happen. We can open up doors to the things that you thought that this was never going to happen. Because there might be dreams. I feel like everyone has these certain dreams. I don't know about you, but a lot of people have these dreams that they sort of shut off. It'd be good if I had this, but you know what? I got this. It'd be great if I had that, but you know what? I got this. This is for the dreamers. This is for the hopers. This is for the lovers. This is for the people who are deeper in their life, in every other part of their life. Maybe not. Maybe you want your love life. Maybe you've been struggling with that for a while. I don't know. But regardless, send me a message there and we can set this up. Because if this works out, this is going to be my new way of helping a massive amount of people. You know, what it does is basically, you will, through this messenger platform, you have direct access to me, and it'll be like a per month thing, whatever it is. You can see it on the site when I send you a link. It has more information about it. But what happens is you will be getting a message that you'll be getting the ability to text me directly. And that is fucking insane. I don't think I've seen anyone else do this. And I mean this from this sense that I do it with my clients privately, one-on-one, because I really like having that support and that relationship and things like that. But to have this ability to sort of have like a dating coach in your pocket, not only that, specific to you, because we're in a world that we're past automation. You know, a lot of things in life are automation. Now it's about people. And if I'm trying to help you create a relationship, right? We got to have a relationship. So you can go to gethimhooked.com, send me a message through the little chat bubble. There is no other way to get access to this. There is no other way. I don't have this anywhere else. I or one of my team has to physically send this to you directly. That is, we will fucking send you a thing saying, here's how you sign up. You sign up, it'll give you instructions, what platform to download, what number to add, what to do to first message me, then we start. I'm also doing a cheaper first month as a trial period just to see if I can get this off the ground, or if this is even something I want to fucking do, or is it even something that you want to do? I find a lot of my clients, what some of them really love it. Sometimes they really love the do it for you, where we just get on the call, I fucking smash it out, we smash it out, and they're like, okay, it makes sense. And then what happens is they see the differences. Now, with the messaging thing, what I can't do is I can't get inside your head. But what I can do is help you direct nuance understandings of like key distinctions as it's happening. If you have a situation, as it happens, we direct the course of whatever's happening. So you can message me. Now, I'm a crazy motherfucker. You know, one person was messaging me, they're going to sign up, and they're like, isn't it your, like, whatever, it's like my 1 a.m., what time is it for you? And I'm like, it's my 2:40 a.m. I have a weird sleeping pattern. Like, I'll go to bed, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, be wide awake, do some work, go back to bed. Like, I love it. So you don't have to worry about me being in another country or being not available. Now, I will not reply if I'm asleep, in the shower, all that kind of stuff, but I will reply within 24 hours. That's the massive... massive key thing that I want you to recognize. So if that is you, go to gethimhooked.com, send a message through the little chat window. You can email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. You can go to Instagram @gethimhooked. Check it out there. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for listening. You have been an amazing human/human being. And if you did like this podcast, make sure to be fucking awesome. Because this has been great. This has been 30 minutes, 32 minutes now. And I love recording these podcasts just as much as you love doing it, listening to them. And if you have any ideas or any requests, any things like that, feel free to email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. We're probably going to be doing something amazing for the 100th episode. I don't know what we do. I used to do live streams. Maybe I'll do another live stream. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it in public. That'd be pretty fucking hilarious. And this week on YouTube, and for the next 3 weeks, we have Dating Advice Santa. Now, Dating Advice Santa is both a profound and incredibly silly video series that I've got where I dressed up as Santa and tried to interview people. And let's just say that went really interesting. So thank you so much for listening. You're a great person, and I wish you all the best. Bye-bye. So, also, talk to you next week. Bye.